Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lindsay Norton in from Nookie's Cookie Co. Brand new brick and mortar.
Yes. Is,
like, not a new business. No. You've been around for a while now.
Almost 5 years.
Five years. Mm-hmm. So you've been cooking at home.
Yes.
For 5 years. And you have a grand opening this weekend.
Yep.
Friday. How exciting is that? I drove by. So you're on the square. I mean, are you considered on the square?
It's we're considered on the square.
It's in a square building, like in a building that's on the square.
Yes.
But I was driving by and I saw the logo in the window and I had no idea that that was even part of the plan or anything.
Yeah, it kind of just fell in our lap. And so it was an opportunity we just didn't feel like we should pass up. It's, you know, a nice little baby step into seeing what it looks like if we take things away from our house. So
what is Nookie's Cookie Co.?
So Nookie's Cookie Co. is basically a cookie company that turned doing other sweets as well, but mainly started on just our love for cookies and sweet treats and just eating in general. It actually started, I baked all through tech whenever I was going to school full time, had a daughter at home by myself and working full time, and it was my stress relief. So I would just bake just to relieve stress. I never ate it. I just baked it.
And what would you do with all the...
I would either take it to work or I would send it with my now husband, who would take it to his work. And then there, after time went on...
He became the popular guy.
Yes, yes. And then after time went on, people would just sling money on his desk and say, hey, whatever you did to stress her out, like, go home and do it again. Oh, so that they would, like, get treats. So it just became kind of a funny thing. And he's always been a big podcast person. So he listened to Side Hustle School. And decided that in the phase of life we were in with all the kids doing all the things that we should do a side hustle. And why not do it off of my cookies, basically?
Well, and so. I think that it is interesting because you and your husband are often at, you set up, I know you set up at Made Here Market in the past. You set up together. He's there slinging cookies just like you are.
Yeah, he's an excellent help. He's wonderful.
I mean, this is a family business for sure. So you, for 5 years, you've been cooking at home, doing that, perfecting your recipes, I'm imagining. And you have a variety of different flavors of cookies.
Yes.
And they're softer, or there's something there is definitely something different about what you're doing. I think in the past 4 or 5 years, the royal icing phase really hit, and so everybody wanted these pretty decorated cookies that matched whatever. The taste was not necessarily higher end, but you've stuck with what you started with of this, you know, just different flavors of kind of like chocolate chip cookies and red velvet cookies. And
yeah, we are up to. We actually kept track for the first 2 years of how many flavor combinations we did. And then once we reached 325, we gave up.
And 325 different flavor combinations.
We decided we were confident enough in our recipes that kind of no matter really what you threw my way, I could figure out how to try to make a cookie into it. So we just stopped keeping track at this point.
Wow. So how many different types of cookies are you going to be having in the store?
We will have 12 different flavors for grand opening, also including two flavors. There'll be 12 flavors, and then we'll have two gluten-free options, and then we'll also have a lactation cookie on site too for moms.
Oh my gosh, so. That's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
What makes you decide, like, what made you decide on those 12 flavors?
We did the 5 originals. So when we first started, we had 5 original flavors that we started with, and so we naturally brought those.
What were those 5?
That was the Southern Classic, which is banana pudding, the MC, which is cookies and cream, the OG, which is chocolate chip, elegant velvet, which is red velvet, and then the preacher, which is snickerdoodle.
And what makes you, has it been hard to like learn the marketing aspect? I think that, you know, having, you could just call banana pudding cookie and you wanted to come up with some clever namings and things. So has that been hard to think of those things? Are you creative?
We dropped it. We dropped it after the first, I don't know, we kept it going for a couple flavors, but then it was just like, people are more confused whenever they would come up to us at festivals. They're like, I don't get it. What is this? Yeah. But we kept it with the first 5 because it actually is a good talking point. People are always curious. Well, where did the preacher come from? Where did the MC come from? And so we just kept those for the first 5.
Which is, you know, kind of a throwback to the way you started. What did, Lindsay at 10 years old, what was the plan for Lindsay? Like, did you think you were going to own a business?
Never. No, I actually, it's so funny because at 10 years old, I was, even my parents would attest to it. I was one that said, I'm never going to be married. I never want kids. I never want to do any of this. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to live for myself. Like, I wanted none of it. Didn't even know what I wanted to do in school. Had no real thoughts.
I mean, did you think you were going to be like a nomad and just kind of like live
out
of an RV?
I'm not sure. I just think my mom babysat kids my entire life in our home for the most part. And I loved them. Like, I enjoyed having them all the time. But I don't know if that just was like, oh, I don't want kids and I don't want a husband. Like, I don't want any of that. Yeah. And then I feel like I did love doing hair. That was a big thing for me. Like, I wanted to do that. But then, I mean, my parents loved me and they, you know, had their opinions like, well, that's going to be hard on you, you know. So,
yeah,
I didn't really know. Even whenever I started at Tech, I had no clue what I was doing then.
So what did you end up finishing at Tech?
I did. I ended up with Management Information Systems.
Degree. And so you were are you still working in a job? Is this still a side hustle?
So this is a side. The cookie business is a side hustle for sure. That shouldn't be a side hustle, but it is. I do still work full time. And still plan to work full time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I think that I do remember kind of just, you know, you see the groups on Facebook. Yeah. Oh, you know, where should I order cookies? Oh, Nookie's Cookie. Like that's a great place. And so I remember kind of when you started, but not having a brick and mortar is a whole different beast.
Yes.
As you're learning. I mean, you haven't opened the doors yet.
Right.
But you're learning. It's different.
Yes.
What kind of hiccups have you run through, you know, in the last couple months?
So far, which, you know, this is just more of like a cookie studio is what we're calling it, because I am still going to bake from home. I won't be doing it there. It'll just be, I'll bake it fresh and bring it in each day. So the biggest challenge really is just how am I going to work and do this at the same time? But I mean, here we go. We'll see.
Buckle up and see. So what have you had to do in the space? So the space is next to Zach and Sarah's photography.
Zach and Sarah behind Tennessee Distillery.
So it's in the building that's on the square. It's the Maddox building. Yes. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and you just found the space. So what have you had to do to fit this space to be your...
Well, we painted was first. It was kind of a real interesting green color that did not scream welcome and buy my cookies. So we painted. We actually painted one whole wall and decided, nope, that's not the right color either. So then just super late one night, went to Lowe's, got a paint sprayer, redid the entire thing again, painted the door like a corally peach color just for a pop of color. So we did that. It's just been a lot of like, what would look cute in this space, and like just trying to figure out what to put our cookies on, what kind of racks to have. Like, so it's been interesting.
And you have some amazing, huge, huge windows in the front.
Yes.
And so there's a way to kind of see in. Mm-hmm. And so you have kind of the whole space has to be beautiful.
Yes.
And that's part of your aesthetic, is that you just, the cookies look pretty. They taste good too. Yeah. But everything's kind of pretty clean. And clean and put together. Was that part of your mission of starting this business, you know, 5 years ago? Did you think that you were going to have it be that way? Was that important to you?
I don't think I took this very seriously to begin with. My husband has always been like, oh yeah, like this is going to be it. Like always super positive. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know, like maybe people will buy cookies. So I don't think I really started taking it super seriously. I mean, I don't know that I still am just convinced like, whoa, this is happening.
Yeah,
so I mean, it's just, it's hard for me to like wrap my brain around like this is actually happening.
So do you think, since you're the you're the baker, but it really is a family thing.
Huge. I have crazy support from family and even church friends. Like we have so many people that are always willing, like, hey, if you need help, like during Santa's workshop, there's two particular people I call on every single time and they always show up and they stuff cookies and help out. And like I said, my parents are there as we speak, helping out. They're retired. And so I just call on them whenever needed. So.
How have your kids, as this process has gone through, how are they feeling about things?
They're excited. We joked at first because my daughter that lives with me, or lives with us full time, she was, you know, it was like travel volleyball and just all the things. And so we always joked like, okay, this is going to fund her college. This is going to fund like all the things she needs to do. And then whenever she's done, we're done. Well, she graduates August 1st and here we are opening a store and not being done at all. But I think it's really,
your husband's vision for a side hustle
is
no
longer.
He's growing.
Yes, for sure. But she has, I mean, she's always there to help, like always chips in. Like she knows whenever I'm tired and over it, she's like, Mom, you're fine. You got this. Like we're doing a great job. And I mean, she's a little hustler too. So she just helps out.
Well, and I think it's something fun that makes money. Mm-hmm. But I think that families that do a business together, it just bonds you in a way that other things don't, because you're all working towards a goal.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so that just kind of changes things.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your grand opening in a second, but tell me about the process of making the cookies. So one cookie, how long do you think that it takes to make a cookie?
So I've gotten really down to an art at this point. So, and we do have 5 mixers. So that helps big time.
That's insane.
Yeah. So one batch of our dough will usually turn out about 22 cookies. We do 2.5 ounce cookies. And so they'll do about 22 per batch, but my mixers can do 3 batches at a time. So it doesn't really take me, 45 minutes to do probably, 10 doughs.
And where do you have 10 mixers set up?
Oh, it's taken over my home for sure. So our kitchen might as well be a little micro bakery, because we just keep them. We bought a very nice, sturdy table from Sam's that just holds it should be a workbench in someone's garage, but it holds all of my mixers, and I just have it flush with my island, and we leave it there all the time.
Do you ever feel like this is a little crazy that I'm making dozens and dozens of cookies in my residential kitchen?
Yes And when people find out that we, like, even Santa's Workshop, because that's usually our bigger event where we make anywhere from 1500 to 1800 cookies, people were like, oh, okay, well, how many ovens do you have? And 2. That's it. Just 2.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is, and how much you've had to kind of perfect that mm-hmm. mass making has probably been a big learning curve for you. We'll be right back and we'll talk about that in a second. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lindsay Norton from Nookie's Cookie Co., who is opening a new brick and mortar in 2 days from today.
Yes.
Insanity. So you're having a grand opening, and it seems like you like a party maybe as much as I do. So you're having a big thing.
Yes.
So tell me about this big thing, your grand opening.
So on Friday, the grand opening starts at 11. Petal and Rake will be there with their bouquet bar. And then also the Modern Iris will be there set up with her first ever charm bar as well, to make a charm necklace. So we thought, with it being Mother's Day weekend, that it would be nice to have, just other vendors that you can get a special gift for mom on that day. And then on Saturday, there is a cookie cake decorating contest where you can come and sign up and decorate a cookie cake, and you get to take it home with you whenever you're done.
So what is a cookie cake?
So a cookie cake is like a 14-inch round, big cookie.
Have like a... at Annie Ann's or whatever,
yes.
Like those mm-hmm. kind of things. Have you been doing those before? I don't know that I've seen the big cookie cakes.
Those are insanely popular. We do lots of them. Yes.
Yeah. So, and where was that? And in your process of products that you were creating, did you right away think, I need to have cookie cakes as part of things?
Yes, because growing up, my daughter hated cake, and she didn't like anything for her birthday, and usually wanted a sugar cookie cake, but those are unheard of. It's usually chocolate chip at UC. And mm-hmm. so whenever we started developing flavors, I was like, why do people do this? Why do you just do chocolate chip? Like, you can make a cookie cake out of any of this.
Yeah.
So we decided, why not offer cookie cakes in any flavor?
You make them in
any flavor. And we'll do half and half. We'll split it into 4. Like, you can, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. And what other products have you created along the way?
Our gooey cookie bars are one that... we can do with any flavor of our cookie dough. So, and it's got a caramel layer in the middle. It's just delicious. We do homemade brownies. We do cinnamon rolls. We do cake jars, s'mores bars, all the
was a stress relief for you. But where do you think that baking started for you?
I don't even know that answer, because my mom, she is a wonderful cook. She's a wonderful, like, she didn't bake a whole lot, but she was a wonderful cook, but just very much a scratch cook, just threw things together. So I didn't do a lot of that growing up with her or with my grandmother. They baked all the time, or my grandmother did, but I didn't grow up like doing that with them.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I don't know if it was just, this sounds sad, but I don't know if it was just like lonely single momhood, and I was just cooped up in my apartment with my toddler, and I didn't know what else to do, so I just thought, why not? It started with cupcakes even before it was cookies, so I would just make cupcakes all the time, like insane amounts of cupcakes. So I'm not sure. I don't know.
And where do you think that you really kind of found your place with the cookies? What do you think that?
We kind of, anytime that we would travel, we love traveling. We would try to find just like a good flavorful cookie. And we would go into shops and we would get some. And some of them would be good cookies. But then sometimes we were like, you know, like this is just, you know, I don't really want a super crunchy cookie. And I don't really want like a super soft cookie. Like I want that in between. And so I actually had, not my current job, but my previous job, I had actually took a self-help day because I just didn't feel like dealing with the day. So I stayed home that day. And banana pudding, my mom makes an amazing homemade one. I was like, wonder if we could do that in a cookie. And so that was actually the first cookie I just went in the kitchen and started playing around with, and everyone loved it so much. And so that's kind of what made my husband say, we're doing cookies.
Do you use part of your mom's banana pudding recipe?
I don't do that. Unfortunately, it would not hold up to that. However,
was it part of your testing process for your self-help?
It actually wasn't, because I didn't know how to even make my mom's banana pudding because she didn't really know what she did. And so it took me until about a year ago with her on the phone with me, three attempts, and I finally nailed it. So now I've got mom's pudding recipe, and we actually take our banana pudding cookie, which we will have at grand opening, and we stuff it with the homemade banana pudding. So when you open up the cookie, the homemade banana pudding's in it.
Oh, wow. And and so that kind of, it has the more of a family aspect for that cookie is pretty special to you.
Yes.
As the first one that you really kind of created. So how do you go through the process of figuring out, you know, you 325 flavor, that sounds insane.
Yeah.
But how do you figure out what ingredients? You don't have a culinary background.
No.
You have a full-time job. This is sort of, I mean, I feel ridiculous even saying side hustle.
Yeah.
But how do you figure out what ingredients to use and how to make it flavor the way you need it to flavor?
We are, like I said, we love food. And so sometimes like things will just be walking around the grocery store and we're like, ooh, that sounds really good together. It may be like a cereal we see, or like, I mean, for instance, we had a toasted coconut caramel cookie one time, and that literally came from a Bath and Body Works soap bottle. Like we had just looked at it and my husband was like, whoa, that would be an amazing cookie flavor. So we just went home, you know, put it together and tested it.
What's his role in the business?
Oh, he has, I will give him full credit. He is about 50-50 for sure. Like I've given him a hard time in the past and like it's 80-20, but he actually has 50-50. He does all the scooping. I don't scoop any of the dough. So he does all the scooping. He makes our homemade biscuits. He makes the Rice Krispie treats. He does our homemade Chex Mix. He does, he does so much. Like
did he think that when he heard this podcast, Side Hustle, we're going to do this, did he think he was going to be in the kitchen baking?
Yes. He's full on, like on board, like loves every minute. In fact, like if he wasn't at work today, it kills him to be at work knowing that I'm the one that is having to sit there and do all the stuff. Like he'll call on lunch. Like, are you sure you're okay? Like I promise tonight when I come in, like we're just going to knock it all out. So he's a trooper for sure.
I mean, that seems like a interesting side hustle for a guy. That's like, we're starting a bakery together.
Oh yeah. And he came up with their name, and even with the side hustle school, he actually, they reached out to us and we actually got to do an interview with Side Hustle School over just the business that started because of their podcast.
Because of their podcast.
Yeah.
So what is the name Nookie's Cookie? Where did that come from?
Well, we were trying to think of a name, really struggling with one, couldn't figure it out. We were driving home from church one day and it just all of a sudden hit him. And he was like, this is going to sound ridiculous because people are just going to take it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And which it is. It's a topic of, I mean, people make jokes about it all the time. But it's actually, if you take Norton and cookies and you put it together, you get a Nookie.
There you go. So.
And Norky didn't sound right, so we cut the R out and just left it with Nookie.
Yes. They're Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Has a whole nother meaning
that
I'm sure people want to talk to you about all the time. Mm-hmm. But did you know that going when you named it?
When he first said it, I was like, oh, that is so, like, that sounds great. Like, let's go with that. And then it was probably 5 minutes later before we even made it to the driveway from church. We were like, oh, man. People are going to give us such a hard time about it. And it only took maybe 2 days, my mom was the first one to call me and was like, Lindsay, do you know? And I was like, I absolutely do, Mom. Yeah, I do. Yeah. So it's been, but it's been fun because even if we're at festivals or shows, it's a, I mean, people dead stop just to ask the question, like, what is this about? And, yeah. You know,
what does it mean? Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. You once you kind of find the thing that feels right for you, mm-hmm. when you're building a business, it's like, okay, well, yes, there's alternative meanings or things, but this is what is right for us. Right. And so you've kind of fallen in love with this and this is your new baby. You know, I'm sure you felt like you're growing this thing.
Yes.
For sure. When you set out, did you think that you were going to ever have a store, a storefront?
I did not. But again, I am probably the negative person in this situation.
Maybe realistic. Let's say realistic.
I mean, I honestly didn't think that one, that we would just be in the position to be able to do a store. I thought, oh, people will get, they'll be over it, you know, and I didn't know that we would be able to last as long as we did being a home bakery. Wasn't sure how people would feel about that or take it. But to my surprise, here we are.
Yeah. Well, we'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lindsay Norton in from Nookie's Cookie Co. Opening in 2 days on the square on Reagan Street. So your address is
370 Reagan Street, Suite C.
370. So right between Tennessee Distillery and Zach and Sarah Photography Studio. In the same building, in the Maddox building, yep. Same building as Putnam Room and Henry Fincher's office, mm-hmm. is over there, and yep. all that good stuff. So you have some other vendors coming in over the weekend. This is Mother's Day weekend, so you should go in and get some cookies for your mom. Mm-hmm. What a good present.
Yeah, and we also have a Nookie's Favorite Things corner that will be in store. So some of just over our, like when we've traveled or when we've been somewhere, like we just compiled some of the things that we personally love and put them in a corner for giftable things as well.
So you're selling other products.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. so what are some of the things that are in there right now?
So we are crazy about Hoff sauce, which is a hot sauce based out of Chattanooga. It's phenomenal. It's like the perfect flavorful hot sauce. So we love it so much so that I don't know that we can keep it going in our house. Like we're always running out and
have you
more.
Ever used the hot sauce to make cookies?
No, I've not done that.
Listen, you should try
I know. I have had a jalapeno chocolate chip cookie.
Oh my gosh.
It was phenomenal.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not a hot person.
Yeah, but. it was the chocolate chips balanced out the jalapeno. It was a great flavor, but yeah, we've not done the spicy side of cookies.
Okay,
yet.
So we got hot sauce in your favorite things corner. What other things?
I'm a huge tea drinker. I absolutely love loose leaf tea. So there is a company called Crimson Cup, and they have some amazing white pomegranate tea that is just my favorite. So their tea line I have in the store. We also have their coffee. We have some mixes, some gluten-free mixes that we like that you can just throw together. We also have some like different beverages, like as far as like craft sodas and things like that, like Wild Bill's. We love Wild Bill soda and can't really find it around here, so mm-hmm. we do have that as well. But over the time, there will be more stuff added as we go. We just wanted a little corner set up that had some of our favorite
of
things
in your favorite it. Products. Mm-hmm. So what are the hours of the store after this weekend? What are your standard hours going
to
be?
After this weekend, it will be Thursday from 11 to 6, Friday from 11 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5, starting out just to see how things go.
And how many cookies are you planning? Again, not for this weekend, but yeah. in general, how many cookies do you think you'll bake on those
days? Tough. That is still in my brain trying to figure out what that looks like. I have no idea what to expect. So I'm hoping to do at least 500 would be my hope.
But
for each day. But yeah. I don't know, like that could change. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. And so we have also decided that if we do have cookies that are left at the end of the weekend on Saturday, rather than them going to waste, we hope to reach out, post them, and have somewhere that we can donate them for someone to enjoy. That's our goal at the end of the day for anything left over.
So, I mean, you don't know yet, but what's going to be, how is your Thursday going to look when you're working a full-time job that's, you know, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. normal hours? What is that? Take me through that day. What's Thursday or Wednesday going to look like?
Yeah, Wednesday night will be a lot. Wednesday night.
So you get home from work and you'll just make cookies.
Yes, and I work from home, so that's a plus. That's great.
Yeah.
So I'll start making the cookies then. I'll have the dough. Sunday will be our dough prep days so that the dough is ready to go and can just be baked. Wednesdays we'll bake the dough and get them all packaged and ready to go.
Do you have extra refrigerators in your house too?
Yeah, we have three.
Oh my goodness.
We have three aside from our own. So like none of our cookie stuff, it's all separated from like our yeah. home stuff. But yeah, we have three refrigerators and a deep freeze.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. So you'll prep on Sunday and then will you bake throughout every night throughout the week?
No, I'll just bake. Usually we'll just start on Wednesday and bake. That way they're nice and fresh going into it. But we do, instead of, most of our customers know that we usually have the packages that you just rip off and fold down, but we have changed to a heat seal. That way we can get a little more shelf life out of them and they can stay a little fresher without having the air get in there to them. So yeah.
So you'll bake for hours on, yes. couple hours on Wednesday.
Yes.
How many do you think? 4 or 5?
Well, we can do 30 cookies per about 15 minutes. So whatever that would come to.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And to make 500 each.
Yes.
And so then will you, on Thursday night, you'll try and make cookies for them?
If we burn low. If yeah. not, then we'll just keep it flowing to see how long they go. Because they do have a 7-day shelf life. Like, they're okay for 7 days. Some people eat them longer than that, and I do not recommend that because it grosses me out even. So I prefer people to throw them away after that, for sure. Like, don't do that.
No, it's like a,
people love it. They're like, oh, no, you just pop it in the microwave, or they'll throw it in a milkshake or
and
something.
And at this point, too, it's not as they're going to be able to get them each week where right. they've had to find you or yeah. place an order. Are you still doing specific special, like if people want to have a cookie cake, can they place orders?
Absolutely.
To have
anything that we've done in the past, there's no change to that at all. Like, we're still going to just, you can still order. You can still, if you prefer a porch, you can still come porch pickup, because we have had a lot of customers, surprisingly, that have been very scared that we were going to stop the porch pickup. And so it's been kind of crazy. I'm like, wouldn't you rather just come to town? But right. there's a lot of people who just, they like how we've done it in the past and just want to keep it that way. So yeah. we don't intend to really change that too much.
That's awesome. So, what do you see? I mean, and I want to ask your husband this question.
You should. He's so much better.
Where do you kind of see in the five, or where do you think he thinks in the next 5 years? What do you think? I mean, you probably didn't think 5 years ago that this was going to be.
No, we didn't. And I think we both, I'm trying to get on board with it as well. But this was, like I said, a very good baby step into seeing what it looks like without it being just a huge risk, not having to spend all the money on the bakery equipment and things like that. So, you know, if this takes off and it goes well and we see that there's, you know, a need for more, then hopefully it would grow into more of a full-blown bakery. Because there's a lot of things that we're not allowed to do, just to say, under the cottage okay. rules. And so there's a lot of things that I personally love to do that I would love to be able to offer people. I just can't currently. So.
Do you think, I mean, would the goal be for this to be both your and your husband's sole income?
Yes. He has always said since the day we got married, really, and even as broke as we were back then, we are not working past 50. So I just laugh at him and say, I just love your positivity. Yeah. And so, I mean, it would be great. Yes, that would be wonderful.
Well, and for something like this, where it's you're doing it together and mm-hmm. you see kind of the people that you're with, your customers, I'm sure you've developed relationships. Like you said, some people love to come to your yeah. front porch yes. to pick up. And so even though it is work, it probably doesn't feel like work.
No, we enjoy it together. I stress out leading up to things all the time, but it's always worth it in the end. And we enjoy doing it together. Even whenever we take trips, we vacation a lot and go camping a lot simply just to get the escape from the kitchen and work. And we always say, no nookies talk. Like, we're not talking about it. We're not going to discuss cookies. And it never fails. Like, we'll sit by a campfire and, like, have all the thoughts and all the plans and ideas. And that's just,
it's hard. When it's just like with your own children, you're going to think about your children right. all the time. And so this, I mean, really, when you're building a business, it is your baby.
Yeah.
It's your second, third, fourth, whatever, you know, for yeah. people, it's their baby. And so it's hard to turn that off and not think about it and, you know, and growing it. But you probably, you know, you didn't even think that this was possible. So mm-hmm. who knows where the possibilities could go.
Yep.
Do you think you'd ever open a location in a different area?
We have thought about it, because we have been in areas before that were like, man, this place needs some cookies. Because it just doesn't have a whole lot. Like, yes, there's a crumble on every, it feels like everywhere you go, there yeah. is a crumble. But sometimes I feel like there's not just that, like, you know, that hometown, like, feel.
Yeah. Well, and just store, that, so. Like, the connection
yeah.
of going into a place and being able to share food together. I yeah. mean, you said you're foodies. And so I think that there is a value of that this space that you can create mm-hmm. by sharing baked goods with each other. It's really interesting what it creates for family and memories yeah. and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that it has become staples in some people's home. Like, that's their celebratory. Yeah. I brought home Nookie's cookie, mm-hmm. you know, and it feels like something for some of these kids yeah. growing up. Does that feel weird for you to be a part of so many people's?
It does. As I actually said on another interview, that it's one thing that I get, even to this day, a little bit emotional about, because I have so many moms that like started from the very beginning and their kid had just started tech and now their kid is graduating, and I have delivered cookies or given cookies to their kid over the years. And like, they may live in Texas, but they're like, I just want to do something nice for my kid. Or like, we get a lot of older people who just like to call us and they want to do something for the nursing home. And it's like, I may not hear from them for a year, but it's almost like clockwork, that specific time of year for them. They mm-hmm. always reach out to us and always have us do it. And it just, those people mean, I mean, our everyday regular people definitely too, but the yeah. people who like think about me, even if it's been a while,
yeah.
it really means a lot. Yeah.
Has it been hard to stick with what you know, the baking type you want? Like I said, when Royal Icing Cookies and making these pretty cookies has been kind of popular in the last couple of years. Yeah. Has it been harder for you to stick with what you know and what you...
That takes a very special person to make those cookies, and I am not that person. I'm yeah. very open about it. I actually, if we get messages all the time asking for us to make them, and I'm always happy to refer out to anybody that wants to do that. I actually took a class on how to do it because my daughter thought it would be fun for Mother's Day, so she bought us a class to do it. It was a 2.5-hour class, and by the time it was over, we both downed a bottle of Tylenol. It was awful. Like, not for me. I don't have the patience. Like, they looked terrible. It took me that long to do 2 cookies. It was awful.
Well, and so. I think just sometimes when you're building something, knowing what you, just having that faith in yourself and saying, okay, now my product is good, and yeah. I'm going to stick with what I know, and I'm going to have different variations of the same, you know, of right. this product, but mm-hmm. different flavors. But I know that this is going to, yeah. I feel in my heart, this is the right thing for yeah. me. Well, I'm excited. Everybody should go out this weekend. So starting Friday at 11 a.m., mm-hmm. you can go out. And if you haven't tried Nookie's Cookies yet, you need to definitely check out what they have going on. We had a work party, and you brought over a variety of different types, and so good. So yeah, head over this weekend, make some plans to stop by on the square, and then you can Thursday through Saturday, you can regularly pick up any of the flavors. So thanks so much for coming in today, Lindsay. Good luck this weekend at your grand opening.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to see what's in store for you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.